Okay, so when do we become America? What, 1776? No, it was 1791. That's my husband and I both have the ball cap, and it's got the cold snake, and it doesn't have 1776. It's got 1791. Why? Bill of Rights passed. Took us 7 years to fight the war, and we had to have two constitutional conventions to get everyone to agree. Took forever. 1791 is when we became America. It's the real date. 30-ish years later, we got the Monroe Doctrine. Not even 50. 30. What was the Monroe Doctrine? What that was President James Monroe. What was he doing? Well, the Euroweenies, who were weenies back then too, hadn't given up on the idea that they could get their toehold back in America. They'd realized how much we had natural resources and they wanted it. So they thought they'd come in the back door in the hemisphere. And they were doing Euroweenie things. And go through it. But we literally had to build a first-class navy because of them to prepare to fight the Euroweenies. Where? In our hemisphere. Monroe said, no, you're not doing that. We'll take you on. We're going to treat you as an enemy. Stay out of our hemisphere. It's not good enough to stay out of our waters. Stay out of our hemisphere. Folks, that's less than 50 years after the founding. It's 30 years after the founding. We have always protected the hemisphere. I don't know where this is coming from. Why are you guys, we're supposed to be isolationists about the founders said, no, they did not. Read the Federalist Papers. Go back and read the debate, the Constitutional Convention. The big rub there, the big fight was how big the military should be because they knew they had to fight off the Euroweenies. They knew they had to fight off all these incursions in the hemisphere. But they didn't want they did not want the military to get so big that the American people couldn't defeat it. That was a big fight. They thought about limiting it to a percentage of the population so we could easily kill them if we had to, but they needed to be big enough to fight off the Euroweenies. This was a big deal for a long time. We were not an isolationist nation. We're not. We're not meant to be. I get why you guys are traumatized, though. I get why we've got that Tucker Carlson wing of the party. This is unconstitutional. We should focus at home. He is focusing at home. Why is Trump doing this? He's traumatized. Those of us who follow the news are too. Did you not see what happened this year? You know what isolation does? And by the way, Trump was more isolationist in his first term until one thing happened that our founders would have been like, holy cow. Trump said, I'm cutting the Chinese visas. All 500,000, they're going away. We don't need them anymore. China went, oh, you're not going to let us steal all your secrets anymore? Because this puts these Chinese students, they want the STEM students here to go into the PhD labs. That's where they start distilling, whether it's tech or biotech. China said, oh, okay. You might have noticed we control 90% of the rare earth minerals on Earth. We do this with a strong hand policy. We project our power starting in places like Venezuela. Okay. We're going to cut you off. No visas, no rare earths. And we got to this past summer where our auto manufacturers only had a few weeks left. And China came in and said, well, we still got to punish you. So what we're going to do is we're going to give your top three manufacturers the rare earths and everybody else is going to have to source them somewhere else. And they go in from Greenland to Venezuela and they intimidate people. And that's when Trump went, we got to go beyond our borders. He had to flip his position and leave the Chinese spies here. Folks, we just had another one over Christmas. They're trying to kill us. This time they're bringing in weaponized E. coli. I don't even think Benjamin Franklin Plumbing could deal with that. What are we seeing? The components of an ag war. First, they bring in the weaponized ringworm, like the roundworm. Then they bring in the weaponized blight. Now it's the weaponized E. coli. Why? All three of those things, as Kash Patel explained, will wipe out our agricultural industry. We catch them sneaking them in. Who? The students. Trump knows he needs to slam the door shut. He can't until he can secure enough rare earth minerals. This is war. We didn't ask for it. You can't ignore it. And you've got China funding these Democrat protests and merging with the Democrat Party. Do you know how the Bidens made all their money? They got cut in on all those rare earth mineral deals China was doing, Belt and Road all over the world where they'd forced their way in. We can't cede the hemisphere. Our founders understood that. within 30 years of this becoming a country, 1823, Monroe Doctrine, read it. This is not new. We just forgot who we were. And when the Uniparty came in and they determined, this was George H.W. Bush and Clinton, that China would rule the world now and this would be an open border society. Ergo, it didn't matter if Americans succeeded. In fact, they rewrote the tax code to exfiltrate all of our corporations, our big ones, because they were going to rule the world from, you know, afar, not from inside the U.S. When all of that happened, we stopped fighting China. We stopped advocating for ourselves. Folks, at the wine and cheese parties in D.C., it became an embarrassment to do anything to further your own interests. It was totalitarian. It was paternalistic. It was white supremacist. It was all those. You would never advocate for America's interest, ever. You just wouldn't do it. That's Bush-era thinking, Clinton-era thinking, Obama-era thinking. It's why they're all friends. And Trump's like, holy cow, they've got 100% of some of these rare earth minerals. And they're doing it through intimidation. We got to get out there. Or we're not gonna make it. We're gonna be run on tech and servers that come out of China. They will have total control. This is the final fight. We're either going down and the Democrats in China are gonna rule us, or we're gonna be freer than we ever were before because of internet freedom. I don't know which way it's going to go, but Trump's crushing our enemies for a time when Trump is not here anymore. And I need all of you in our party to get the heck out of his way. None of this. We just need to have a, we cannot be, we have to be isolationists and we cannot do stuff. And yeah, morons. I get that you're traumatized again. You look at this and you think it's Afghanistan again, it's Iraq again. No. That's where Bush and all his globalist buddies got rich off your back, running supply lines and medvac lines so that people could get hurt and they could make money. That's what they did. They were incredibly corrupt. We knocked nations over so we could rebuild them. We killed leaders who wanted to cancel our currency. That's the Uniparty way. We're not doing that. Trump's not doing that. This is different. This is a different fight. We don't have a lot of time left to win it. That's what he's doing. It's totally different. And it's working. We got the leader of Iran about to flee. And now it looks like Cuba will collapse. Maybe. I'll explain. Coming up.